Vote in our Twitter poll. Should Washington State ban all new residents from owning most guns? I would answer no, and I'll offer you an explanation of that question. It's reading into a bill that at this point seems almost certain to pass both houses. It needs a little, I guess, tune-up between the Senate version and the House version. And then Jay Inslee is going to be thrilled to sign this thing. But I thought we'd bring on Washington State Senator Keith Wagner, who represents the 39th District. He is a member of the Republican Party, not the party of slavery, the Democrats, but the Republican Party. Senator Wagner, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Lars, thanks. It's great to be here as always.
Oh, thank you. Am I right in saying this thing is pretty much a done deal at this point and the final legislation will end up on Jay Inslee's desk?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They rushed it out of here. We were here on Saturday fighting it for hours, passed out of the Senate, and as I understand it, it went straight to the House today. So it's headed on the fast track for Governor Inslee's desk, and that's a terrible shame.
It is, because do you think your Democrat colleagues understand this thing is probably going to arrive at the courts and get shot down very quickly because parts of it, big parts of it, have already been judged to be unconstitutional by a court like the Ninth Circus Court. They've already done it in other states, and they're just going to look at this thing and say, nope, that one's a done, you know, that one's a goner.
Yeah, well, if they don't understand, there's no excuse for not understanding it. We have explained it on the floor through amendments. Our good Senator Patton, who's one of our best legal minds on this side of the aisle, has explained that over and over again in open debate. So they have to be fully aware of it, and yet they're willing to waste time and money to bring something forth that's just obviously on its face unconstitutional.
Okay, now there are things I don't like about it, but I want to hear the things you don't like about it, Senator Wagner.
Well, I don't like everything about it because it's an infringement on the Second Amendment rights, but that's understandable. It attacks legal firearm owners, and the people who make a living selling firearms, our FFL, our Federal Firearms Licensed Businesses here. It's going to send a shockwave through those businesses, and they're not allowed to get rid of inventory, and anybody who comes into the state, something you talked about earlier, or I heard on the lead-in, if you're a resident outside the state and you have legally procured property, you can't move here with it now.
Yep.
That makes no sense at all to me.
Well, and in fact, you want a really bizarre thought. And again, I'm not a lawyer, Senator Wagner. Thank God the world doesn't need more lawyers. But consider this. If you become a Washington resident, so you say you take a job with Amazon or Boeing or whatever, and you say, but I've left my guns behind in another state. But as a Washington resident, this law appears to say, you may not transfer that gun to somebody else. So if you said, well, I left my guns in Coeur d'Alene, or I left them in Boise, in Idaho, and my guns are there, so I'm complying with the law, but now I want to sell one of the guns, and, of course, Idaho has sensible gun laws, so I'll sell it. As a Washington State resident, as the owner of that gun, you can't transfer that gun, can you?
That's absolutely right, because that was another ridiculous bill that was passed a few sessions back. And, you know, if you're counting on ridiculous gun bills that were all supposed to make us safer, 38 different bills have been passed since 2015 that were all going to solve this problem and make us safer. And what's happening? Crime is going up and up and up every year.
Because some of that seems to fly in the face of the Commerce Clause and other things from the U.S. Constitution. It says, so a guy who lives in Florida, who leaves his guns at his other house, moves to Seattle to take the job with Boeing or Microsoft or whatever, is then told, by the way, your rights in Florida to dispose of that property if you choose to, or even, and in fact, think about this, I hadn't thought of this till you and I were talking. But say you have now become a Washington resident because you've moved to Seattle. And if you spent more than a few months here, even if you, I mean, if you got a driver's license because you want to be able to drive, you have to do that by law within 30 days. And then you go back to Florida and you say, I'd like to buy a gun. And I'm going to buy it and keep it at my home in Florida. You're not allowed to do it, are you? because the gun dealer is going to say, well, you're from Washington State. You folks aren't allowed to transfer guns like this. So if you walked, so this guy could literally, guy or gal, could fly back to Florida, walk into a gun store, say, I'd like to buy that AR. I'm going to keep it here in Florida. And the gun, the FFL dealer is going to have to tell you, as a Washington State resident, you're not allowed to buy a gun in Florida. How crazy is that?
Well, also not an attorney, but I think that is a potential outcome. And the strange thing is the argument that the majority Democratic Party made on the floor was, well, it's just like marijuana. You know, it's illegal to bring that in. What they failed to mention is that is a federally banned, federally illegal substance, not like a firearm, which is a constitutional right to own and purchase.
Well, and by the way, it's not just in the Constitution, but the federal government has laws on buying and selling guns. And that means that even if you comply with the federal laws, you're not allowed to buy the thing that the federal laws say you can buy, that the federal constitution says you have a right to buy, that the state constitution says you have a right to buy, but then the state legislature passes a law and says, but we're going to take all of that away, you know, and we're going to do it even if you want to do it in any other of the 50 states. 58 if you're an Obama fan.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, it's just so troubling that this bill is really imported. It wasn't even written by our legislators. They just took it carte blanche from another state. When I asked the question of the bill sponsor, you know, how did this list of items and this list of firearms get developed? Well, I'm not an expert on firearms. I have to ask the staff and further questioning. We found out that this is a list that has been developed by an anti-gun group and then pushed on legislatures throughout the state. We're just borrowing their trouble into our state. We didn't even take the time to sit down and do our own homework.
So the Democrats have taken a bill that effectively was written in another state or states, imported it to Washington, not fine-tuned it to the state of Washington, and then seek to make it Washington law, and they didn't even write it?
That's my impression, and I will tell you this, even if you could have made it better, I don't see how you could have made it better. So had we done our own homework and been smart about it, we would have said the concept as a whole is untenable, the bill as a whole is untenable, and we should have put it down or never brought it into committee.
Absolutely. Senator Keith Wagner, who represents the 39th Legislative District, I'd be glad to have some Democrats on. Believe me, we have invited them. They don't seem willing to come on.